Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, time for another visit about life in the sandbox. Ron Price is here, the noted author of the series of Play Nice in Your Sandbox books. Ron, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Did you just turn my mic on?
I did just turn your mic on.
Was it a moment too late?
We heard you in the distance, in the ether, okay. If you will, but now we hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Thanks for pointing that out.
You bet.
But that's all right. Today's program.
I was hoping I wasn't seeing lights all of a sudden.
Right. No. You're fine. You're perfectly fine. Today's program to me seems like the fine print of radio.
The fine print of radio. Know your terms?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Could be. Relationships are tricky. And again, the sandbox, getting along with others. One of my favorite topics, I go back and forth between sandbox and CPR. Bob Browning was a good friend. He's passed on now. Man, I bet it's been 3 years already. But if you drive on Browning Parkway, then you can thank Bob Browning.
That's right.
You knew Bob, I think.
I did.
Scott? Yeah. He was quite the character. He came up to me one day and said, Ron, you teach CPR. I said, I do, Bob. He said, yep, conflict prevention and resolution.
Oh.
And I said, Bob, I love you. Thank you. And so I use that. Relationship CPR, help for your relationship by preventing and resolving conflicts. And Scott, so many conflicts occur.
Yeah.
I'm from Rhode Island. It's hard to say words that end with the letter A. So many conflicts occur because one person thinks we're talking about ABC and the other person thinks we're talking about BCD. Or one person thinks we're talking about 1, 2, 3, the other person thinks we're talking about 7 Giraffe Cadillac. I mean, we can just totally miss each other. So you need to understand your terms. Let me give you a couple of examples. In a former life, I was a petroleum landman. I was sent around to different areas of the country, mostly the West, and I was supposed to check out who owned the minerals in this particular tract of land that I was researching. I was then to contact the mineral owners and secure a lease so that the company I was working for could drill and hopefully produce minerals that everyone would benefit from. So I did my research. I was in Hettinger, North Dakota, little bitty town, little bitty courthouse. I was in the courthouse checking the records. That night I was in my hotel and I'm making calls. I called a lady in Illinois, Indiana, I don't know, it was in the Midwest. And I said, hello, ma'am, my name is Ron Price. I'm here in Hettinger, North Dakota. I'm with Transcontinental Oil Company. That was the company, I believe. I was in the courthouse today, and I noticed that your property has been released. And she said, no, it hasn't. Mm. Not what I was expecting to hear. And I kept my cool. I said, well, ma'am, I certainly don't want to argue with you, but I can assure you it's been released. No, it hasn't. Ma'am, it's on file in book 722, page 301. I had my notes right there in front of me. No, it isn't. Scott, I'm starting to get a little riled.
She was persistent.
She was persistent, and she's impugning my intelligence. She's telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I could also hear in her voice a little bit of rising agitation. Here's some clod calling her up from 1,000 miles away, telling her something's true that she knows isn't true. And it didn't go long, thankfully, it didn't go long, when all of a sudden I had the wisdom to say, ma'am, forgive me. But do you think I'm telling you that your property has been released as in the, been leased again? She said, yes, aren't you? I said, no, ma'am, I'm saying your property has been released as in the existing lease has been let go. She goes, oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, why don't you say that in the first place?
Hello. And it is funny, Scott, and I use that. I usually get a laugh when I share that story, but it's not funny. What are my chances? What do you think my chances were of convincing her, by her definition of released, what were my chances of convincing her that it had been released?
Zero.
Thank you. What were her chances of convincing me?
Zero.
Thank you.
Yeah.
because we were both right. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you're arguing with somebody and they know they're right, save your breath. Because, come on, you can admit it too. If you know you're right, are you going to say, okay, I'm wrong? No, that's not going to happen. Know your terms. Do we have time? Yeah, one more real quick.
Okay.
I was a probation parole officer here in Farmington for
9 years. How many lives have you had?
I know.
Holy smokes.
I know, but I'm old.
Now you're a radio star.
We got a call, from Santa Fe that we had outlived our building. We needed more space. And so they told us, go find another building and make sure it's got an escalator. Scott, it seems like maybe we've done this before, but it's worth doing again. How many escalators can you think of in San Juan County?
Let me think for a moment. Let me count them up in my head. Yeah. That would be a great total of zero.
Zero. Hello. And that's what my boss told the lady in Santa Fe. And the lady in Santa Fe said all our buildings have escalators.
Oh.
Again, my boss is picturing a moving apparatus, mechanical steps, if you will, that gets you from one floor to another. Scott, do you know that in every state lease, there's a clause that talks about how the rent is going to escalate over the term of that lease? You want to give a quick guess what it might be called?
A lift?
Stop it.
An escalator.
An Uber, yeah.
Yes.
An escalator.
Wow.
And again, when they realized that, they had a good laugh over it. But it wasn't funny. They're wondering, what is wrong with you? All our buildings have escalators. None of our buildings have escalators. By the terms they were using, they were both right. So please, 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 if you're in a disagreement with someone, a conflict, whatever, know your terms. Ask them to put it in different words. What do they mean? And find different words to express what you mean. I think you'll be further down the road of conflict resolution.
There you go. Well, and there's that important communication tool about restating the other person's question or statement, right? And then when you state it back to them, they can hopefully say, no, that's not what I mean.
Proactive listening or speaker-listener technique or love talk. Listen, understand, validate. No, we should do a program on that.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Next year.
In the new year. There you go.
All right.
Very good. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy New Year. We'll see you in January.
All that good stuff. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Stay well. Thank you. This is KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.